Yeah, so November, man, you had a nice little fill-up on that. So
got
well
in early,
done.
Mate, got in early.
Got in nice and early. Brad Davison was providing that tip. Morning, Brad, well done.
Yeah, morning, guys, thanks for that. Yeah, it was a nice weekend. It was a pretty easy watch there on November, man, in the last. Always nice to finish the day on a good note. But, yeah, the horse put the writing on the wall to start prior, and lovely ride by Christian Reek to get him into the outside there, and he was able to get the job done.
Reloaded was all the talk. Prince Farwaz got the chocolates, and now he's top of the market for the JJ Atkins in a couple of weeks' time. $4.50, Brad.
Yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it? I must admit, I thought Reloaded would justify that the JJ Atkins favourite stance there, but Prince Farwaz, the blinkers went on. He got the check on the turn there, but he was able to storm home over the top, and on what we saw there on Saturday, he does probably look the one now that's going to be hardest to beat in a couple of weeks. So I don't want to give up on Reloaded by any means. He back towards the inside there, which wasn't the place to be there at Randwick on the weekend. There was only one winner close to the fence all day, and that was Deprived. So he was very impressive. But, yeah, I think I want to be a little bit forgiving of Reloaded, but Prince Byways definitely deserves the top spot at the moment for the big group one up in Queensland in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I thought Wolf was impressive too, Brad.
Yeah, he was impressive, wasn't he? He's a unassuming horse. He just gets out in front, he rolls along, and he's able to fight them all off. If you took the shorts there, you had a little couple of nervous moments there, probably about the 200-metre mark. They were coming at him, but he was able to fight them all off. And by all reports, out of Saturday, he's heading towards the Brisbane Cup there. And look, I know the stable have had big raps on this horse for some time. I think he could be a Cups horse in the spring and just keep on improving and improving. And he does look like a horse that's going to stay. So it'll be fascinating to see when he goes to Brisbane, how he goes in that Brisbane Cup, and whether he can keep on progressing towards the spring, because he's very lightly raced, he's untapped, and he's a horse that just rolls along in speed and keeps on going.
We spoke to Chris Ward from Triple Crown Syndications. Military Zone was a good win in the Fred Best, not going to the Stratty, and I've got a feeling they've got bigger plans for this horse in the spring.
Yeah, it must have been tempting to go to the Stradbroke, because it's a very open Stradbroke this year. So, he was the only horse there at Eagle Farm on the weekend to basically win when he wasn't on the rail in run. I know they probably overdid it in that last race, considering that, all the winners prior to that were on the rails in run. So sometimes then they go 100 miles an hour and all try to be on the rails. So he wasn't, but he was able to come down the outside and win well. He's a progressive horse, and yeah, he's ballot free, so it would have been a real option there to go to the Stradbroke, but they decided to, stop and give him a bit of a break and come back in the spring, of course, and target some feature races there.
Golden Eagle Market, Saturday the 2nd of November. Brutal and Mystic Journey, $4.50 favourites, but Military Zone is there at $51.
Mm. Yeah, I think you'd need to improve a bit to take up the likes of, those at the top of the market, and probably a couple just behind him as well. He's been a nice horse throughout these autumn months. But, the races, even the Fred Best on the weekend, are probably, not the strongest addition. So we'll wait and see if he can take that step up. But, naturally, that's why he's $51 and they're much, much shorter in the market.
Yep.
Yeah, some happy owners, Brad, down there in Melbourne after their horse qualified for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, Steel Prince, of course, won the Andrew Ramsden in a photo finish there over Surprise Baby. So you're right, it's good to have these qualification races for the Melbourne Cup. We talk about getting our local horses in there. Well, the Andrew Ramsden is one of those that are now ballot free for the Melbourne Cup. So it's always good to see. And of course, we have this influx of international raiders for the Melbourne Cup each and every year, but it's always good to get some locals in, and Steel Prince will be there fighting it out come that first week, Tuesday in November.
$26 at Tab, cross counter, $15 favourite in the Melbourne Cup. There's a heap of horses there in that $26 mark. Finch, Avelius, Marmello, Johannes Vermeer looked a winner in the warm-up at different stages. Deprive, what a ride from Rachel King. She did superbly to get Deprive home for Godolphin.
Yeah, it was a good ride, wasn't it? Held up at the top of the straight, nowhere to go. She was obviously trying to get to the outside there, which was the best part of the track, but she was forced to come back to the inside, which wasn't playing the quickest section on the day. But Deprive, just been able to build that momentum once Rachel was able to get him into the clear there, and he was able to get home over the top of him. He's got a dazzling turn of foot there, a terrific finish, and Rachel's you know, prowess to get this horse just through the traffic and take those gaps. It just goes to show what confidence she's riding with at the moment. Ever since she returned from that broken collarbone, she's been in outstanding form. And it's a credit to herself. I remember interviewing her first day back when she rode a winner with a first ride, basically, back. And she wouldn't have blew a candle out. She was that fit, which is, you know, surprising because you can't, there's nothing that substitutes match fitness, and that was her first ride back, and yeah, she was very, very fit. So that just goes to show the professionalism of Rachel, and she's been absolutely flying since she came back from injury.
Yeah, going really well, as are you, Brad. Well done on those tips over the weekend, and we'll get another chat with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
There he is, Brad Davidson.